The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the net, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Good evening, everyone. We are officially getting postseason basketball underway here in Seneca. Jared Slubby with you. Kirk. And we got as we have a couple. So looking at how things have unraveled for both teams this season. This is their third meeting. Seabot Central won both, with Thunder winning 50-27 in the second round of the Thunder Classic. That was back on January 18th. And then the Thunder won a game right here in this building on January 26th, with Abe Hilbert getting a last-second tip-in at the buzzer. And this is a big game here for Seabot Central in terms of trying to get revenge for Marysville kicking them out. The last six meetings, both teams have won three games. This is a very evenly matched series, and eight of the last 13 meetings have been decided by single digits. This is the sixth meeting in the sub-state tournament since 2014. They get together in this tournament very often. Seabot Central winning three of those five previous meetings. Marysville went 3-7 in league play in the North Central Kansas League. It was 7-3 in non-league play and 7-1 versus non-Elon Central team. And they won. And yeah. How about this? A 69.3%. That would be and
Brian Green, Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Okay.
shot. Abe Hilbert is on the board for the first time tonight for the Thunder. Another foul by Connor Lee. He's quickly picking up two fouls. And that will trigger Silas Miller to check in the ballgame for the first time tonight. So I mentioned 22.6 points per game for Otah. Their second highest score is 5.5 points per game. That's Blake Spicer. As free throw is good for Hilbert. It's 3-2 Nemaha Central. 2 minutes into this first quarter. Far side wing catch for Miller. Otah near side of wing. Jab step Siemens. He'll drive and kick. And the far side of wing for Miller. Otah. Spicer in the near side corner. Driving baseline is Mosier. And offside of bounds was poked free by the Thunder, so it stays with the Bulldogs. Box formation on the inbound. It'll be Otah doing the inbounding as the team's lone point so far. Passes wide of the mark, trying to feed it inside to Spicer, and a steal for Trent Thomas. Looking up ahead, far side pass to Oberding on the wing. That's the back to Thomas. And now Hilbert will come to the top of the key, maybe catch. Ruttinghouse will pass to Free, comes out to the perimeter, and hand it off to him again. Ruttinghouse, insert Trent Thomas. To Oberding, near side wing. And in his face from Silas Miller, driving middle. Tough shot for Trent Thomas through traffic, no good. Offensive rebound, Hilbert, that shot's no good. And a late foul. And Hilbert will go to the line to shoot two. And that foul will go to Brian Siemens. And it's his first, and he's foul number three. 5:18 to go, opening quarter. 3-2, Nemaha Central lead. First free throw for the 6'6 senior is good. It starts the game for Abe Hilbert. He has been rock solid the past couple weeks. In their blowout win over Riverside, he scored 15 points in the first half and came out for the rest of the game. And the second free throw is good as well. So it starts with 5 points. 3-for-3 from the free throw line. It's 5-2 Nemaha Central. Far side wing, here's Miller. So caught top of the key, defended by Rottinghouse. Rottinghouse crossover dribble, kick to the corner, pass fake. And Mosier grabbled. Such a tough venue as an opposing team. The Thunder fans always show out no matter what. Here's Ruttinghouse, near side wing. Stop the key, Oberding. Trying to go to his right, stops the elbow. To Free. From the far side wing, he'll give it up to Oberding. Top of the key, gets the screen. Hilbert go to his left. Pull up a jumper, 13-footer. Too strong, whistle. And a foul going the other way. Foul against Hilbert on the rebound. No correction. It's actually going to go against Trent Thomas. And that'll be Nemaha Central's first team foul of the game. 4:35 to go opening quarter. 5-2 Nemaha Central. Winner of this game takes on the winner of Beloit in Minneapolis. No correction. Winner of this game takes on the winner of Rockville and Riley County. Nemaha Central, the 3 seed. Marysville, the 6 seed. Falling over. Shot no good. Otah, rebound. And stay with Nemaha Central. So the 2 seed is Rockville. They're 14-6. Riley County is 7-12. On the other side of the bracket, 1 seed is Beloit. They're 19-1. 8 seed is Minneapolis, 4-16. The 4-5 is St. Mary's and Silver Lake, with the Bears being the 4 seed, Silver Lake the 5. Those two playing against each other tonight with identical records. St. Mary's being the home team. Here's the 3 off the catch for Otah. That's short, and he goes out of bounds. It'll go to Nemaha Central. After scoring the opening basket, Arizona has gone cold. Lake Spicer will check back into the game for the Bulldogs. He'll check in for Connor Lee. Check back into the game despite having 2 personal fouls. Starting out, brings it across half court, has it to Free, to Oberding, near side wing. Robin inside to Free, hasn't done much today, scoreless, to kick it out. Oberding, start a step, drive middle. And whistle and a foul on the floor. No, they're going to say a shooting foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Travis Miller picks up his first personal foul, and Lee will immediately check right back into the game. First free throw for Olberding is short. Olberding 69.5% from the free throw line. As the first free throw miss tonight of for either team, I should clarify. Second free throw is no good as well. Rebound for Ocott. It's still just 5-2. Low scoring first quarter. Carter Hike checked into the ball game for Nemaha Central. He's one of the four or five players that have played in every single game this season. Spicer pass deflected and thrown away by Kobe Free, but he lost it. Still loose to the floor, and Free gets it. Pass back to Thomas. Kicks to Holding. He'll drive middle. Pull up 14-footer. Short. Loose on the rebound. Picked up in the far side corner by Holding. Crossbow pass to Hike on the near side. Offensive foul against Holding. As soon as he passed, he went through Ocott. And Evan Olberding picks up the offensive foul of his first. He's second. Carter Rottinghouse will check in for Evan Olberding. Our score will remain 5-2. Now 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Spicer, down the key, and backdoor cut. Ocott, reverse layup is good. Ocott. It's Ocott versus Hilbert, the only two that have scored so far tonight. He's trying to get running out and passes wide of 8. Hilbert, he fell down. Body got fouled, but nothing called. And it will go to the Bulldogs, a chance for them to take the lead for the second time tonight. John Thomas, head coach of Nemaha Central, wanting clarification for why that wasn't a foul in that last play. Spicer drives right, whistle, traveling call, thundered his feet. And he'll go back to the Thunder. Another missed opportunity for Marysville. Silas Miller checks back in the game in for Connor Lee. They wanted to do offense for defense for the Bulldogs. Here's Thomas, across half court. Now pass to Kobe Free from the Nemaha Central end. Hands it back to Thomas. For the LEU for Free. And that's off to Mark. Goes off the backboard, but it found the floor. And Free will go to the line to shoot two. That foul goes against Ty Mosier. His first team's fifth. So for the remaining 2:17, any foul against Marysville, send Nemaha Central to the free throw line. Kobe Free, a 46.2% free throw shooter. As the first one is no good. That is just the 14th free throw attempt of the season for Kobe Free, which is a pretty low number considering the role that he plays for the team. 6'9 junior, second free throw is no good as well. Nemaha Central, 3-for-7 from the free throw line. And Hilbert is a perfect 3-for-3. Still 5-4, Nemaha Central, 2:03 to go. Pass thrown away by Carter Rottinghouse, and he is fouled hard. Not an intentional foul, though. Spicer just got his hand in there, and Rottinghouse went up, and he got taken down to the hardwood. Spicer gets his first personal foul. Brett Wartenberger checking in for the first time this evening. Ty Mosier checking out. Second free throw good for Rottinghouse, going 1-for-2. That is the first non-8 Hilbert point for Nemaha Central here in this quarter. They have just one field goal make. It is 7-4 with 2 minutes to go. Marysville not much better. They made just two field goals. Here's Wartenberger's first touch. Goes to the left, gives it up. Ocott thought about the long three, defended by Carter Hike. Jeff Stepper Hike goes left. Far side corner, three on the way for Spicer. That's off the front of the rim. Free had it broke free. And they're going to say that's out of bounds off of Nemaha Central. Well, as you've been hearing, Marysville shooting a lot of threes so far. That's because they average 25.1 three-point attempts per game. Here's a catch far side block for Spicer. Shot sorted out of there. That is Kate Peterson who just checked in the game. He got a block right out of the gate. Wondering how many two-point field goals the Bulldogs shoot per game. That's 18. So they shoot 7 more three-pointers per game than two-pointers. Here's a steal by Thomas in transition. Whistle, foul, blocking foul. And Thomas will go to the line to shoot two. Spicer tried to get in front and take a charge to no avail. Spicer, along with Connor Lee, now with two personal fouls. Two more free throws coming up for Nemaha Central. This is the 10th free throw attempt of the quarter for Nemaha Central. And that is no good. Really bad free throw shooting for Nemaha Central here this quarter. 4-for-10. Got to clean that up. They want a chance to get a win here tonight. Marinsville has been very aggressive. He does make this one out, however. And Evan Olbening will check back in. And late substitution, Dave Hilbert got a quick breather. Is not going to be allowed into the ballgame. Otai trying to get past Hike. Lost it. Good defense by Peterson to poke it free, but picked up by Spicer. He'll lay it up. It's thrown out of there by Colby Free. Rebound corner running out. And the Thunder are going to pull it up. 1 minute to go. Still one field goal making the quarter for Nemaha Central, but holding a 8-4 lead. Peterson with it. Far side wing for Hike. It's to Peterson. Who goes left? It's a screen by Free. So this is a short corner. Back out to the perimeter. Hike to running out. Top of the key. 45 seconds left. Lob near side wing for Peterson. Hike dribbles right, gets a screen by Free. Dribbles to the far side short corner. Bounce pass to Free. He lost it. Nice hands by Spicer to poke it free. Here comes the Bulldog. No shot. Driving right side. Sending to the inside. Shot. Good. And one. Running out, tried to take the charge and didn't get the call. So an and one for Will Otot. He's got all of the team's 6 points. Which again is kind of par for the course for Marysville. Dave Hilbert will now be allowed to check into the ballgame. And so will Trent Mosier. Free will exit for Nemaha Central. And Spicer will exit for Marysville. 28 seconds left. 8-6. Nemaha Central still in control. And that free throw is good. First free throw attempt of the game for the Bulldogs. 27 seconds left. Here's Rottinghouse. Far side wing. He's up to Hike, Tom McKee, and he'll slow it up. Get the play call from Coach Thomas. Tell him to slow it down. We're going to want the final shot here. Overding, Hilbert, Peterson, Rottinghouse in the game for Nemaha Central. Now 10 to go. Dribbles to the far side wing. Peterson. Pass deflected and thrown away. Otot with the deflection. Into the hands of the Bulldog. Shot at the buzzer is no good. Way off the mark. But an 8-7 ball game going into the second quarter. Low scoring. It's a dogfight so far here in Seneca. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Willow Tott and Abe Hilbert responsible for 80% of the total scoring in this ballgame so far. Pretty absurd, I know. Nice feed from Ronick House to Hilbert. Lays it up and in. And Hilbert continues. His solid starting now at 7. And that's how many Will Otot has and how many the Bulldogs have. Otot will give it up to Brian Siemens, the second leading scorer on the team. 5.3 points on the season. Otot, near side wing. Drive baseline, stopped by a double team. Cross-court pass, free ball on the way for Silas Miller. That is short. Rebound, Colby Free. That's up ahead. Overing, nice find for Hilbert. He'll lay it up and in. And Coach Brown furious that they didn't get back on defense. Nemaha Central capitalized on that beautifully in their win against Riverside last week. They won that game 62-29. A lot of those points coming in transition on shots just like that from Abe Hilbert. Dean now have 9. No time. It's that running house. In a whistle and a travel. Garrett Haberkamp checking in for the first time tonight for the Bulldogs, coming in for Rhett Wurtenberger. Trent Thomas will bring it up for the Thunder. Herbert, the top of the key, will hand it off to Evan Olberding. Far side wing pass to Carter Rottinghouse. Drives right side, wrap around pass. Thought about the long two, so kick out wide open three. Evan Olberding near side corner, too strong, a missed opportunity. Rebound by Otan. Who's just joining us below? Top of Marysville has 4 times as many total points as their second highest scorer. Responsible for 46.9% of the team's points, and he knocked down a long 3. He's got all 10 of the team's points. It's 12-10. So what quickly after the main shot, and a land good by Trent Thomas. Not getting back on defense. And again, we saw a lot of that after a main shot from Riverside last week. They didn't get back on defense. Seamoth Central made a lot of points on that as well. It's now 14-10. The shot thought about another 3. That was the first 3 of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Otot, almost double team, and in the face of Otot from Carter Rottinghouse. Crossover dribble, spins the middle, cross court corner, pass, drive, middle, floater, a shot, blocked by Hilbert on the attempt by Silas Miller. Thomas lob up ahead to Olberding, far side wing. A drive baseline. Nice dump off for Hilbert to lay it up and in from straightaway. And he's got 11. 6 points here in not even 3 minutes into the second quarter. 5:20 to go, 16-10 Omaha Central. Otot drives, stopped by Hilbert. Shot over him, no good. Rebound Rottinghouse. Kind of a desperation shot. Pass up ahead to Thomas, near side wing. Spins to the middle. Dumps it off Hilbert. Kick, free, open, 3-pointer, corner, near side. That one is no good. Omaha Central has yet to hit a 3 tonight. Rebound for Ty Mosier. Otot gets the play call from Coach Brown on the near side. Now they'll go ahead and call a timeout. 16-10 Omaha Central. And we'll have a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Jared, I'll be back with you here in Seneca. Class 3A Riley County Boys Substate Tournament quarterfinal. Number 6 seed Marysville, 10-10 on the season, taking on the number 3 seed Omaha Central, coming into this one 14-6. And as mentioned, third year out of the last 4 with double-digit wins in league play for Omaha Central in the final year of the Big 7 League. Of course, merging with the Mid-East League to become the Big East next year, which will be just a powerhouse with teams like Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, not Rock Creek, they're actually joining the North Central Kansas League. And now a substitution here from Coach Brown that is now going to be allowed. At first didn't allow it was the far side official. And now be ready to get this one back underway. 4:50 to go, second quarter, 16-10 Omaha Central, and it is Bulldog basketball. Inbound goes to Spicer. Far side wing, catch for Otot. Starting to get past Cooper Kramer, and a little bit of a shove and a hand check. And I'll get Cooper Kramer with the first personal foul. This is the first time we've seen Cooper Kramer here this evening. Another box formation on the inbound for the Bulldogs. 4:43 to go. Inbound, far side corner to Mosier. Hands it to Otot. Top of the key, open look for Spicer for 3. Halfway down, popped out of there, rebound free. Still only 1 3-point make so far for the Bulldogs. Starting out, dribble to the near side corner. 3. And hand it off back. 7 Olberding. First side wing catch, Kramer. Hilbert, pass to your side for Olberding. Lob it to Hilbert. Now to three, top of the key. He'll try a three. His second attempt of the game. That one is no good as well. Over to Nemoth Central also struggling from beyond the arc. They have not made a three yet tonight. That rebound was secured by Ty Mosier. Halfway through this second quarter, still 16-10. One-handed pass near side corner to Connor Lee. Another three on the way. Throw top. This one pops out of there again. Tipped up into the hands of Abe Hilbert. And Nemoth Central. Hilbert passes over to him. Jab step right. He'll go that way. He played call for Coach Thomas. Kramer bounce pass over top of the key, just inside 3-point line. Near side wing catch, three on the way for Olberding. That one is no good as well. Another 3-point miss. And Marysville stepped out of bounds. That was almost, Nemoth Central will get the ball, but almost a lucky break for Marysville as the ball bounced right in the hands of Abe Hilbert, and the play would have resumed and not been out of bounds if he had an easy layup. Kobe Free will come to the bench. And Derek Wirtz will check in for the first time tonight for Nemoth Central. Down for Kramer, goes to Roddinghouse, lob far side wing for Olberding. Far side double catch, Hilbert, drive middle, fadeaway jumper no good from 6 feet out, rebound for Otai. Marysville just trying to get some offense going again. All 10 of Marysville's points have come from Will Otai. Spicer, Sutter set, where he might have traveled. We play on those, let him call it. Lee, corner three, near side. That's no good as well. This time by Brian Seaman. Long rebound far side by Carter Roddinghouse. It's a jump ball, and it belongs to the Bulldogs. 2:58 to go, second quarter. It's stuck at 16-10 for the past about a minute and a half of game time. And Otot will inbound once again with the box formation. Far side corner catch for Spicer. To Seaman. Far side corner catch for Lee. Drives to the middle, kick up top. Otot, near side wing. Siemens, pass it to Mosier. Back to Lee, driving left, kick. Three ball on the way, once again for Spicer. That one again, no good for Spicer. Long rebound, Carter Roddinghouse. Up ahead, near side, Kramer. Nice touch pass for Hilbert. He's foul going up. I think Spicer has had about six or maybe seven three-point attempts for the Bulldogs, and none of them have dropped. The foul goes against Brian Siemens. He is the third Bulldog with multiple personal fouls as the first free throw for Hilbert is good. His fourth free throw make of the game. Colby Free will check in. He's going to come in for Abe Hilbert if he makes this one. Second free throw on its way for Hilbert, and that is good. 5 for 5 on the game for Abe Hilbert. He's got 13. Abe Hilbert really struggled at the beginning of the season from the free throw line, but the back half of the season, he's really been able to make down and knock down his free throws. He's gotten his free throw percentage up near 65%. He's down into Otot. He's guarded by Cooper Kramer. Gets across that court. 2.5 to go. In the second quarter, 18-10. Nemoth Central boys with the lead. Far side wing catch for Brian Seaman. Pass fake to the top of the key to Lake Spicer. That far side wing for Otot. Going middle, and he is fouled on the floor. Another hand check foul against Cooper Kramer. A little too handsy. It's the second team foul. Both of the fouls in this quarter have been against Cooper Kramer. And down to Spicer, top of the key, defended by Kramer. Gives up his dribble, in trouble, hands it back to Otot from the C in the Nemoth Central logo. Now defended by Carter Hike. Near side winning catch, Siemens. Head fake, defended by Free. Near side corner, drive, baseline goes by. Swatted out of there by Evan Olberding. The Cooper Kramer with the rebound, he touched out of bounds. What a rejection there by Evan Olberding. He is so savvy. Savvy with the way he is able to keep an eye on where the ball is and his man. Does a fantastic job of that. Here's the inbound from the near side for Spicer. Trying to find somebody open here, and he'll lob it in to Lee, and Olberding reached in and committed the foul. That is his second personal, just him and Cooper Kramer with multiple personal fouls. 1:54 to go, and now Caden Peterson will come in for Nemoth Central. We'll check it for Olberding. Seaman, Spicer, and Lee for Marysville, all with two personal fouls. And here is Connor Lee with the basketball. Far side wing. Bill Otot still has all of the team's 10 points. They trail 18-10, 1:38 to go, second quarter. Far side wing catch, just inside 3-point line for Seaman. 10 by 3, dribbles to the near, right with the big part of the far side elbow, and it's back outside. Otot, offensive foul, right off the basket. And Otot commits his first personal foul. Thomas Miller into the ball game. He'll check in for Blake Spicer. The pass job by Carter Rottinghaus to slide over and take that charge. Chance to get a four-possession lead with a basket here for Omaha Central. Rottinghaus, 118 to go. Stop the key catch. Look, it's hard to believe that most of these guys were on that team last year. This was just a 10-win team a year ago. But as much as they made for the sub-state championship where they lost this very Marysville team. However, they lost four starters from a year ago. Here's a three. Far side wing, no good. For Caden Peterson, rebound for Otot. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Bringing it up near side wing. Connor Lee. Three on the catch, on the way. Seaman's got it. Much needed basket for the Bulldogs. Back within a couple of possessions. It's 18-13. 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Willie would love another stop here as well. Near side wing catch for Hike. We'll pass it back to Trent Thomas. Trent says, or Coach Thomas says to his son, Trent, to hold on to the ball. 30 seconds left. Holding on to it. Hands off to Rottinghaus. 20 seconds to go now, calling out the play. Rottinghaus, 15 seconds left, dribbles to far side wing. Now 10 seconds, Thomas has it near half court. Down to 8 seconds, far side wing. Down to 5. Hypo catch Rottinghaus. Four jumper, 10-footer, short. Three on Otot. And a three-quarter court heave. That's off the front end of the rim, no good. It will be 18-13 into the halftime break. A low-scoring affair here in Seneca. 5-point lead for the Thunder at home. And we'll be back here in just a bit with your halftime report brought to you by Avenue Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Jared Slovey back with you here in Seneca. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Class 3A boys Riley County sub-state tournament quarterfinal, Nemaha Central with a 18-13 lead over Marysville. Recapping how this one has gone so far. In the first quarter, it was, of course, a low-scoring affair, as you would imagine. Hayes Hilbert and Will Otot combined for both teams 80% of total scoring in that quarter. Otot had all of the team's points, in fact. The Thunder had an 8-7 lead after the first quarter, and going into the second quarter, more low-scoring action here as Hayes Hilbert kept it up. He has 13 points at halftime. Will Otot, he was pretty much all the way up to the very end until their final shot. Will Otot was all of Marysville's offense, continuing into the second quarter. And at the break, he has 10 points. And the other three goes to Brian Stevens, knocked down a three towards the end of the quarter, and a much-needed three-pointer as well. If he doesn't make that, Nemaha Central gets another opportunity, and they convert. That is a huge swing. That's a 5-point swing, at least not a 6-point swing. And we're talking maybe a four-possession lead at halftime, and a four-possession lead in a low-scoring game like this is much more insurmountable, than in a game that is much more high-scoring. We will see if Marysville can start knocking down their threes. As mentioned, they average 25.1 three-point attempts per game and just 18 two-point attempts per game. We've seen a lot of that here tonight with a lot of misses from Otot and Spicer. Stevens also missed a few. So has Miller and Mosier. Not really getting very many to drop here so far for Scott Brown's bunch. And for Nemaha Central, they have just one three-point make. They've been relying on Ace Hilbert. As mentioned, 13 points for him, three for Trent Thomas, and a free throw for Carter Rottinghouse. And what a half it's been for Ace Hilbert in that first half, or excuse me, that first quarter, make it hard. He had five of the team's 8 points. He only worked field goal make. In that quarter, again, that's really impressive that they had a lead going into the second quarter with just one field goal make. And the defense for both teams really been solid in this one. In the second quarter, three field goal makes for Hilbert out of the four as a team. So he has four of the team's five field goal makes coming into the half. Really is remarkable. And they've been struggling from the free throw line, but they have done enough at the free throw line to give them an edge. As of right now, they are 7 for 13. So they're 7 for 13, so just barely better than 500, or 50%, I guess you could say. So still not great, but a little bit better than they kind of started out. Hilbert made his first three, and then they had a few misses in between there from Olberding and Free. Had a couple misses from Rottinghouse, but a couple makes from him and Thomas. And that gets us to where we are now. Free throws have kind of been the difference. Very physical first quarter for both teams. All right, let's go step aside for a couple more minutes, and we'll come back here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at HighlandCC.edu. We'll have keys for the second half, and we'll have scoring updates coming up next. Those are brought to you by Home House Auto House in Fairview. Once again, our halftime score here in Seneca, Nemaha Central leading Marysville 18-13 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on our halftime report, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Park Bet online at highlandcc.edu. Nevaugh Central leads Marysville 18-13, Class 3A boys. Riley County Substate quarterfinal. Looking at other area scores, Hiawatha leading Jefferson West by a score of 36-28. That is the Royal Valley Substate Tournament. 4-5 matchup in Hiawatha at the roundhouse. Also, Sabetha leads ACCHS 45-17. The Blue Jays, the one seed in that particular Substate bracket. Also in that Substate Tournament, Royal Valley is leading Perry the Compton 27-22. Royal Valley, the seventh seed, Perry the Compton, the two seed. How about that for a start for the Panthers? All right, so those are the scores we have for you at the moment. For Sabetha, the favorite in the Royal Valley Substate, has the one seed. The other matchup in that Substate is the 3-6 between Bishop Ward and Topeka Hayden. Hayden boys, they're having a bit of a rough year. I mean, they do play a really difficult schedule. They're almost like the Notre Dame of the area. They're 5-14. And Bishop Ward as 3 seed is 11-8. So that 5-14 record is a little bit deceptive. As for this bracket, Beloit is the team to beat, according to the seeding, as the 1 seed there, 19-1 on the year. Nemaha Central is 3 seed at 14-6. Marysville with the 6 seed at 10-10, and we are back underway here in this one. Keys to the second half include continue to dominate the post for the Thunder, but they've done so well here tonight in get out and run. As for Marysville, get the open looks. A nice find for Egg. Hilbert lays it up and in on a beautiful feed from Carter Rodding out. And Hilbert with the first basket of the second half. So Marysville is get the open looks. They did have some open looks in the first half. Continue to shoot those. Those are eventually going to start to drop. And on defense, got to defend the interior a lot better than they did in the first half, that's for sure. Spicer driving kick, far side for Otot, 20-13, Nemaha Central lead. Drive middle, Chuck Otot is good and one. By the way, failed to mention that those scores, the score updates are brought to you by Whole House, Auto House, and Fairview. What time to update your vehicle? How many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. So a big time basket for Will Otot. He has 12 of the team's 15 points. Good line to shoot one. Second free throw attempt of the ball game for him is good. He's made both. Travis Miller checking in. We'll check in for Ty Mosier. Four-point ball game. Low-scoring affair. Rotting out. Goes to the near side of wing. Marysville in a 2-3 zone. Trying to clog up that interior and keep Abe Hilbert, Colby Free in check. Running out, cross-court pass to Oberding, far side wing. Thomas cuts to the far side corner. Yeah. Go the opposite way. Nice one-handed catch by Free near side block, and the travel called as Free kind of hobbled on his back foot. And a chance for the Bulldogs to get within one possession here. O'Clock brings it across half court. Spicer near side wing, catch for Miller. 90 seconds into the third quarter. 1 point advantage for the Bulldogs in the frame. Siemens, nice hands by Free to poke it away from him. Gets it back though. Spicer drives from 17 feet away, stops in the middle of the paint, and a nice reverse up and under. Gets around Nate Hilbert, and Siemens now with five. Back run pass to Ruttinghouse, Olberding far side corner. Put back pass to Ruttinghouse, and offensive foul. Olberding was out of control, and it's his second offensive foul he picked up, his third of the game, and a chance for Marysville to tie or take the lead. It's 20-18 with 6:06 left to go here in quarter number three. Rematch of last year's sub-state championship in Marysville. Forcing a 53-35 victory for the Bulldogs. Marysville got all the way to the state title game a year ago before falling. 3-point on the way, and scored from straight away to Will Ocott, and the Bulldogs are up by one. He's got 16. It's 21-20. Free top of the key. Pass near side for Ruttinghouse. Better spot. Pass intercepted by Fowler Miller. Trying to go from the near side wing to the far side corner. And Miller takes it off. Here's Will Staple behind me getting off his feet. Spicer hands off. Ortoff's going to try to contest it. Three. Oh, it's no good. But Clifford exploded. And a foul on the floor as Miller holds in the rebound. And it's against the Thunder. That's against Brian Siemens. Timeout called by Coach Thomas. And they'll step aside. And Marysville takes a 21-20 lead with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Run to start the second half for Marysville. Jared probably back with you here in Seneca. Marysville leading Nemaha Central 21-20, 5:20 remaining here in quarter number three. Will Ocott 16 points, 6 points here in this quarter, including a big time 3-pointer that was responsible for giving them the lead. Abe Hilbert on the other side, 16 points. It's been the surrounding cast, the supporting cast of both teams have really struggled. As other than those two players, the rest of the teams for both teams have climbed for just 6 points. Here's a handoff and a drive and a layup good for Will Ocott with a left hand from the right side. Tough shot. And Ocott extends their lead to three. Now about the 6-1 junior, and now whistle the foul on the floor. It'd be a double foul as Hilbert and Ocott going at it on the far side of block. Both coaches not happy about it as Ocott gets his second foul and Hilbert gets his first personal foul. And I think the fact that both coaches are not happy is indicative that it was a good call. And now Kobe Free will check in or check out of the game and Derek Horst is in for the Thunder. So we'll have it to him here at far side elbow. Pass to the block and Trent Thomas is bumped on the floor, fouled by Siemens. That is his fourth personal foul. Siemens, the only other Bulldog that has scored in this ballgame besides Ocott. He has five. And now Mosier will go ahead and check in for him. Let's see, he won't see Siemens for the remaining of the 5:04 in the third quarter. Inbound for Thomas. Get it in to Olberding, far side wing. Thomas, far side corner. He'll try a triple on the way. Good! Second time that they've knocked down a three tonight, and Thomas has made both of them. He has seven. And we are tied 23-23. As mentioned, 8 of the last 13 meetings have been single-digit final scores. Drive left side, Ocott. Floater. Too strong. Rebound, Abe Hilbert. Hilbert's going to keep it himself. Bring it across half court with his left hand. The pass fake to Rottinghouse and hit it off to Olberding. Now give it to Rottinghouse. Bet double-digit victories is what I meant to say, not double-digit scores. That'd be pretty absurd. Rottinghouse drives to the left in the lane. Stop. Floats. Too strong. And rebound by Otot. 4:13 to go third quarter. We are still tied, 23-23. Otot lost it momentarily. Good hands by Olberding. Pass far side wing for Connor Lee. Has picked Otot. Now keep it himself. Drives. Kicks. Here's that corner. Spencer wants to drive. He'll kick it out to Lee. He'll try a three. That one's too strong. Rebound, Trent Thomas. 3 3-point makes out of a bunch from Marysville here tonight. They have been very low efficiency from beyond the arc this evening. They shoot 27% as a team, averaging 25 attempts per game. Offensive foul underneath the basket for Derek Wood. And that will be his first. And that will be the fourth team foul. And Kramer will come in for Evan Olberding, and Coach Thomas is not happy about that call. I'm going to talk to both officials, giving him an earful. Otot dribbles to the near side of wing, and a timeout called by Marysville. We'll take it as well with 3:35 to go in the third. As mentioned, we are tied still, 23-23, back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
Back here in Seneca. Fun one here. Class 3A boys, Riley County, sub-state quarterfinal. 3-6 matchup. Nemaw Central, the 3 seed, with 23 points. Marysville, the 6 seed, with 23 points as well. Marysville started the second half with an 8-2 run. And we've been close ever since. 3:35 remaining in this third quarter. Bulldogs called a timeout, and they get the ball out of the break. This will be the final home game for Nemaha Central here in this gym for this season. For the boys, at least, the girls will play here tomorrow night. We'll be having that game on KMZA as well, as the Thunder will be hosting St. Mary's. Top of the key catch for Spicer. Far side wing catch. Siemens takes threes in the game with four fouls. Really surprised by that move by head coach Scott Brown. See if that move pays off for him. He'll get the catch in the near side corner. Bounce pass. Pass out. Back out to the perimeter. With 3:05 to go. Terrific defense here in this possession by Nemaha Central. Near side wing catch for Spicer. Otot hasn't had a touch here yet in this possession. Here's a three. Spicer. No good. And offensive rebound. Kick it out. Russell win catch for Otot for three. That one popped out. No good. Rebound Hilbert. Thomas wanted to move it. Hit it off to Rottinghouse from the near side. And Hilbert dropped it, hit his face, but he picked it up. Near side win catch for Thomas. Throwed it up to Hilbert, and he slapped on the arm. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And a foul will go to Connor Lee, his third. Team foul number three. Over back to the free throw line with 2:32 to go. First free throw on the way, and that one is good. First free throw attempt of the second half for Mr. Hilbert. The 6'6 senior having a heck of a game. 16 points now with that free throw make. Second one on in its way. And now he has a game high 17 points. Tied for Otot. Hilbert is also a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line. Nemaha Central back up by 2. 5 unanswered points after the 8-2 run. Bounce pass, far side, short corner to Siemens. Kick it out, 3 ball on the way by Lee. It's too strong. And nice solid rebound by Derek Orston. They're going to say it's a good goal. That wasn't very long. Siemens had his hand in there for Marysville, and the Bulldogs will have possession with it. That is a Close call for the official to make there. Wouldn't say it's a bad call, but it's a close one. As now Kobe Free will check in for Derek Wirtz. That was a strong fight by Derek Wirtz on that try. Here's a lob on the inbound to Otot. The drive baseline. Lob pass near side. Three on the way from the wing. That's no good as well. He tipped out of bounds to Umima Central. Three-pointer there attempted by Mosier. Carter Hike checking in for Trent Thomas. Reminder that this is our only ball game of the evening. And as I was just talking about, the Mount Central girls back here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, hosting St. Mary. Back in this one, 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 25-23, the Mount Central. 5-0 run for the Thunder after giving up the lead. High post catch, Hilbert, kick it out, far side corner for Free. Thought about the three, hasn't made one yet tonight after a couple of attempts, so he gives it up. Hike to the near side corner to Kramer. Back out to Hike, must go past far side Rottinghouse, one-handed catch. Far side corner, Hilbert. Drive baseline. Pass near side corner. Trying to take the charge was Siemens. He ran through. Nothing called though. Far side corner catch. Running out. Drives middle. Nice feed for Hilbert. Lays it up and in off the backboard. Nate Hilbert now with 19 points. It's 27-23. 1:20 to go in the quarter. Otot. Drive. Kick. Far side corner. Three. Short. Rebound. Colby. Three. Running out to hold on to it with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 27-23. Hike far side wing. Not a running out. He's going to fake a three. Man, it got me. I always thought he was going to put that up. Back to Hike. Cross court pass. Swing the wing to running out. Pass tipped off the hand of Kramer into the hands of Otot. On the run. Far side, driving, 38 seconds left, and a whistle in a blocking foul. I thought he was going to be an offensive foul. Kind of in between signals here for the official. But it's going to be a blocking foul against Carter Hike, who tried to take the charge. That'll be his first, and you're already in the double bonus. So Todd back to the free throw line to shoot two more, and he'll try to match the game high for Abe Hilbert, which is 19 points. He can do so and make them both. First one is good. Third free throw make of the night for Mr. Otot. Again, just a junior, averaging 22.6 points per game. Second one on its way. That one is good as well. He's the perfect 4 for 4. Travis Miller checking in for Ty Mosier. 37.3 seconds left, 27-25. Thunder trying to extend their lead, possibly holding for the final shot, and that's what John Thomas wants him to do. Hike from inside the NC at midcourt. Hike pretty good at handling the basketball. Now handed backwards to Rottinghouse. Now calls out the play with 13 seconds left. Now 10 seconds left from Rottinghouse near half court. Goes to the right. 8 seconds left. Drive. Baseline. Wraparound pass. Free. One more pass to Kramer. 3 seconds. Back to Free. He'll try a 3 at the buzzer. That's no good off the front end. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 27-25, Emos Central with a 2-point lead. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
Here we go in the fourth quarter. 27-25, Omaha Central with the lead. Will Otot has 20 of the team's 25 points for the Bulldogs. We're back underway. 19 points as well for Abe Hilbert. And the Thunder with the first possession of this fourth quarter. Here's Thomas with it, far side wing. Throwing out top of the key. Hilbert flashes the high pass, they don't give it to him. Hilberting, Thomas, head fake, drive, right side, or left side, beg your pardon, and it was going to reach in. First foul of the quarter against the Bulldogs. The foul's going to go against Brian Siemens. Okay, so I have my count wrong. That's actually only his fourth. I had him with four already. I wonder why he was still playing. That is his fourth foul. Inbound to Free, coming off a screen. High off the glass, no good. And a rebound for Connor Lee. It was a good look for the 6'9 junior, but missing it too high off the backboard. Lee, wraparound pass. Spicer, no look pass out to the perimeter. Miller stops the high post, kick it out three for Lee. That one halfway down, popping out of there. Long rebound, Carter running out to the 3-point line. We'll slow it up. We just haven't been able to get these threes to drop. They've been, a lot of these are just halfway down and popping out of there. They have just 3 3-point makes on the game. Two of those going by Otot, one from Siemens. Far side wing catch for Rottinghouse. Cross court pass near side to Olberding. Head fake. Dribbles to the short corner and a foul on reach in for Abe Hilbert as he tried to drive to the middle. And reach in is going to be called on Will Otot. That's going to be his third. They're going to say that was a shooting foul, so Hilbert's going to go to the line to shoot two. First free throw for Hilbert is no good. First free throw miss of the game for Hilbert. 7-for-8. Got one more chance here. 6:50 to go in the ballgame. It's on its way, and that one is no good as well. Rebound by Otot. Chance for Marysville to tie or take the lead once again. It's been close ever since the 5:20 mark when Marysville got their first lead in the first quarter. 8-3 on the dribble. No good for Otot. Tip to the nearby running house into the hands of Connor Lee of Marysville. Near side corner catch for Miller. So look at the wing and hands it back to Otot. Now blow it up. Side corner catch. Filling to the near side of wing is another bounce pass, far side, rather near side, short corner, Spicer. Osier, far side wing. That's the short corner, Spicer works in the interior. Kicks it out. Near side wing, three on the way. High arching three, that's on the front end, no good. Whistle and a foul. I get Marysville on the rebound. Miss from Miller. They're going to get Blake Spicer with the personal. The 6:09 to go, that is his third, I believe. And that is the case. 27-25, still our score. Thunder gets the ball back. Defense has been terrific by both teams. Overdink, far side wing with the catch. Running out, stop the key near side for Trent Thomas. Overdink signals for Thomas to go the other wing. He does just that. Hilbert, near side wing with the catch. Out to Thomas. Far side for Rottinghouse. Cross court to the corner for Thomas. Thought about the threes, made a couple. Now he'll dribble to the wing and pass it back out to Olberding. He'll work to Rottinghouse, far side corner with the catch. Drive baseline into a double team. Wrap around pass. Drive right side, Thomas. Shot good off the glass. Otot tried to take the charge, nothing called. Coach Brown not happy about that. And Thomas now with 8 points. He has been massive for the Thunder. Far side corner catch. He has done what Marysville hasn't and had that really good secondary score. Bounce pass from Lee. Far side block for Spicer. Turn fading. Shot blocked out of there by Free. Into the hands of Free after it was hit onto the perimeter. It bounced around into Free's hands. Rob to Hilbert is tipped and thrown away by Thomas Miller. 29-25, Omaha Central. 4:55 to go in the ballgame. Fun one here in Seneca. 3A boys, Riley County Sub-State quarterfinal. Three on the way. Long one is no good for Otot. In the hands of Trent Thomas. Elliott off far side. And Overding is fouled hard by Otot to try to make the steal. That'll be Otot's fourth foul. That is definitely a substantial occurrence here in this ballgame. And now a timeout can be called by Omaha Central. We'll take it as well. 29-25 Thunder. 4:45 to go fourth quarter. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. we'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, 3A boys, Riley County Substate Quarterfinal, 3C Nemaha Central with a 4-point lead, 29-25 over 16 Marysville. And out of the break, Nemaha Central with the basketball. Huge possession coming up. Chance for the Thunder Bucks to get three possessions. Back to the zone goes Marysville. Here's that wing catch for Runninghouse. Crossover pass, cross side Oberding. Short corner free. Back to the near side for Rottinghouse. Thomas pass take. Looks like he traveled. But then called. Oberding gets bumped. Shot on the run. No good. And into the hands of Silas Miller. He lost it. And it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. Siemens and Wartenberger checking in. Siemens with four fouls. So does Will Osak. Exiting is Mosier and Miller. 4:18 remaining. Still 29-25 Nemaha Central. Winner to take on the winner of Rossville and Riley County. Semifinals resume on Thursday night at Riley County. The Lord drives and stops about 15 feet away from the basket. Your side pass to Rottinghouse to freeze. Pass the far side up. Almost tipped and thrown away by Osak, but into the hands of Gilbert. Thomas drives baseline. Puts a double team and he travels. And Coach Thomas telling his son to slow down a little bit. And now a play call defensively. 3 mile central. Here's Wartenberger trying to three. That is short. Just loose. On the run. Here's Rottinghouse near half court. With that a team. Oberding. Oh! Almost looked like a really bad injury there as the travel is called by Oberding. He landed on his left leg really awkwardly. That could have been really bad. Thankfully, he's okay. My goodness, that looked really bad there for a second. His knee kind of just buckled. And like I said, I'm very fortunate to be okay. He's still in the ballgame. Well, after that, Marysville, another opportunity to get back with own possession. Osak almost lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Rottinghouse. Osak wants to drive and kick. Lee tries a three, far side corner. That is no good. They just cannot get a three to go down. Another rebound by Colby Free. He's had some really good looks, and almost all of them have been halfway down, popping out at the last second. Really is remarkable. Hard to say they've been shooting bad tonight. 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Oberding, far side wing catch for Trent Thomas. I both catch for Free, just outside the far side elbow. He'll pass it back to Rottinghouse in half court. Thomas, far side wing, defended by Otot. Screen by Free, goes to his right. It's Rottinghouse on the near side wing. 2:50 to go. As Marysville looks to be back into a man-to-man after being in a zone for a majority of the second half, which is pretty surprising they're switching it up, considering how well the defense has been. Giving up just 11 points in the second half. 2:35 to play. Hilbert drives left. Stop just inside the elbow. Out to Free. Thought about the three, but holds onto it. Rottinghouse and now to Oberding. Terrific defense by the Bulldogs here this possession. Rottinghouse gets it back to Oberding. It's a screen by Hilbert. Goes to his left. Stop. 15-footer on the way on the run. No good. Air ball. And rebound by Lake Spicer. Outlet Bolton. Another opportunity for the Bulldogs. Crossover dribble right side. Gets in the lane. Whistle. Foul. On the floor. That'll be the first foul of the quarter against Nemaha Central with 2:08 to go in the ballgame. That one goes against Carter Rottinghouse. That is his first. Or excuse me, his second, beg your pardon. Oh, nope, they're going to say that's his third. So, third time's the charm, I suppose. Carter Hike back in the game for Nemaha Central. His first appearance here in this fourth quarter. Entry pass into Osak. He's swatted out of there by Hilbert into the arms of Trent Thomas. Getting a lot of blocks inside Hilbert in free half. They just have a lot more size than Marysville does. 1:55 to go. Thomas hands it back to Rottinghouse, telling Wartenberger to play more pressure on the ball. Rottinghouse gets past his man, and Hilbert is fouled going up. Rottinghouse says, I can beat this man every time. Siemens just fouled out of the game, I believe. He sure did. So Siemens now with his fifth, fouls out with 1:45 to go, finishing with 5 points. First free throw is good. Siemens is the only Marysville player to have a field goal, actually any point at all, besides Will Otot. Marysville has not scored here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good. So 2 for 2, the free throw line goes Hilbert. And timeout is called. 22 points, Ray Hilbert. Omaha Central has made just one field goal. Very similar to what we saw in the first quarter, but as mentioned, Marysville has not made any points here in the fourth quarter. They went into the fourth quarter trailing 27-25, and now it's 31-25. So a correction, and actually 21 points for Hilbert. Hilbert is 9-for-11 from the free throw line. Looking at some scores from the area now. In the Royal Valley Boys Sub-State, Sabetha is on to the next round as the Blue Jays defeat ACCHS 75-31. Christian McAfee, 19 points, leading the way. Hiawatha leading Jefferson West 50-43 at the end of the third quarter. And also 2A girls Sub-State, in the Wabunsee Sub-State. Wabunsee leading Jackson Heights 48-26. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Hold House Auto House in Fairview. Here we go, back in this one. 1:40 to go. 31-25, Neumann Central. Wurtenberger for three. Straight away is no good. Rebound is Hilbert. And 1:30 to go. They might need to start fouling possibly soon. They're in the double bonus. Thomas will hand it back to Cutter Running House, and now they will foul. Ty Mosier picks up the second. Running House to shoot two. Chance as big as a three-possession ball game. First free throw is good for Running House. So kind of going back to that 5:20 mark with in the third quarter, when Marysville took the lead, it was 23-20. So since then, a 12-2 run for the Thunder as the second free throw is good. So Running House now has three. And it's 33-25. Three ball far side corner, and that one is good. Desperation time for Marysville as Ty Mosier is the first player, not named Will Otot, that can play for the remainder of the ballgame that is on the scoreboard. So it's 33-28. There's the first point of the quarter for Marysville with 1:12 to go. 33-28, fourth quarter, and a 30-second timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it here. So looking at the other games going on around this sub-state again, Beloit versus Minneapolis. That's the 1 versus 8, respectively. Silver Lake, the 5 at the 4 seed St. Mary's. Familiar foe from Neumann Central. They played them back on December the 5th. Riley County, the 7 seed, is at Rossville. The 2 seed, as mentioned, the winner of that game will take on the winner of the game here in front of us. This is the 3-6 matchup. Neumann Central up 33-28. So a 12-2 run since that 23-20 lead from Marysville, but a three-pointer, a big one at that for Marysville, keeps them in the ballgame. Back to a two-possession deficit for the Bulldogs. 3, the inbounder, gets it in to Thomas. 1:10 to go. It's a 3, 1:07 to play. Thomas gets it across that court. Now a foul in the back. A push by Ty Mosier. That'll be his third. And back to the free throw line go the Thunder. And it will be Trent Thomas. He is 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. First one on the way. That one is good. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. 9 points for Neumann Central. He is the second of just 3 scorers tonight for Neumann Central. So both teams with just 3 scorers. Second one is no good. Off the right side, rebound Marysville. Here come the Bulldogs, down by 6, 1 minute to go, drive in the lane, right side, shot out high at the glass, no good. Attempt from Silas Miller, rebound Connor Hike. And Running House almost traveled, pass across that court to Thomas, far side, and he's fouled, grabbed by Silas Miller in second. 51.2 seconds left. So 5 of the team's, actually 6 of the team's 8 points here in this quarter have come from the free throw line, as the first one is no good for Thomas. The back-to-back misses, he's now 2-for-5 from the charity stripe on the evening. Let me get to double digits for him. That's no good as well. Stays a 6-point game, 48 seconds left. They need a three to get back within three. Otot, he's going to drive, and he runs through. Carter running out, and it's an offensive foul. And Will Otot is done. Fouled out with 43 seconds left. Coach Brown is not happy. Now the chances of Marysville coming back in this one dwindling with their leading score out as he finishes with 20 points on the evening. And in for the first time tonight is Mason Rader with Bulldogs. 43.9 seconds left. Free the inbounder. Get it into Rottinghaus, and he is fouled by Silas Miller, his third. seconds left. Coach Brown not happy with the fact that he hasn't got any charge fouls called for his team here. And he has an argument. He's had a couple of good attempts as the first free throw no good for Carter Rottinghaus. More free throw troubles for the Thunder. He continues to remain a 6-point game. They missed their last four free throws. And they make this one. He's now 4-for-6 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. It's 35-28, 7-point ball game. Three off the dribble on the way for Miller. That is short. Rebounding on Central's Trent Thomas. And it'll be a jump ball. Here's the basketball with 31.5 seconds left. Again, Willow Top fouled out with 43 seconds left with 20 points on the ball game. 20 of the team's 28. Inbound in the paint for Spicer. Near side corner. Three on the way for Miller. That one is good. And timeout is called, 35-31, 26 seconds left. And we'll take this break. It is a 30-second timeout. Back here, 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
35-31, 26 seconds left. Omaha Central's free throw struggles have kept Marysville in this ballgame. A three-pointer by Silas Miller gets them back within two possessions. Free on the inbound, gets it in. Rottinghaus, pass up ahead, deflected, loose, but picks up by Olberding. And now reach in. That was a very fortunate pounce there for Omaha Central. And Olberding to the free throw line to shoot a couple. He is 0-for-2 from the free throw line. That foul picked up by Silas Miller, and that is his score. Ryan Siemens, Will Otot, two of their top scorers, both out of the ball game with five fouls, and the first free throw is good for Evan Olberding. Paxton Boat was in the ball game. He exits. Now Cooper Kramer, Carter Hike checking for Neumann Central, in for Abe Hilbert and Colby Free. Abe Hilbert, 21 points for him, just 2 points in the fourth quarter, though, both on free throws. Second free throw on its way. That one is good with 21.7 seconds left. And timeout called by the Thunder. And they are still only up by two possessions with 21.7 seconds left. Let's take a break for 30 seconds. And the Omaha Central called timeout, 37-31 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
37-31, our score. Both teams trying to continue on their season for the right to play at Raleigh County in the semifinals coming up on Thursday. 21.7 seconds left, and it will be Marysville basketball. Willow Tott, their leading scorer, 20 points, but he fouled out with 43 seconds left. So Bulldogs are trying to come back without their leading scorer. A couple big threes by Silas Miller and Ty Mosier have gotten them back into the ballgame. Here we go. Here's Lee. Stopped at the far side corner, 15 seconds left. In the catch, far side wing. Lee fires a three. That's blocked. And picked up loose, but into the hands of Marysville. Here's the three on the way with 7 seconds left. That's way off the mark. Loose picked up in the corner. Kick it out. 3 seconds left. 2-1. And that is it. And Lima Offensive survives and advances. And boy, was it not pretty. But they are on to the semifinals. Final score 37-31. Take a few minutes and come back with your post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, Nemaha Central survives and advances. They win 37-31 over Marysville, and they are on to play Raleigh County coming up on Thursday. And the who they play is to be determined, but Rossville the 2 seed, Raleigh County the 7 seed. Here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Big scores, starting off with Marysville. They were led by Will Otot. He had 20 points, and he fouled out with 43 seconds left. He was a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Also, 5 points for Brian Siemens. He fouled out as well with less than 2 minutes left in the ballgame. in 3 points apiece for Silas Miller and Ty Mosier. Both made threes inside the final minute. Just kind of keep things interesting here. As for Nemaw Central, they were led by Abe Hilbert. He was 9-for-11 from the free throw line, and he is your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. What a performance from Abe once again tonight. 21 points for him. He's your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. He was one of just 3 scorers tonight for the Thunder. 9 points for Trent Thomas. And Nemaha Central also had 4 points from Carter Rottinghouse. He was 4-for-6 from the free throw line, including 3 points off of free throws late. 3 big ones there for Rottinghouse. Also, Abe Hilbert. Trent Thomas had the lone field goal make in that fourth quarter for Nemaha Central. The offense did not really come at high volume throughout the entirety of this evening. Although, well, Otot did have 10 points in the third quarter. So that is going to wrap things up. As mentioned, Nemaha Central on to the semifinals on Thursday at Riley County. Again, their opponent to be determined. We'll find that out, and we'll get that information up to you on our website at msdsports.net. And as for the girls' team, they'll be back here again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to host St. Mary's. They'll be right back here on KMZA. That's going to do it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and big thanks to Kurt Kilman back in the booth. I'm Jared Sluppy. Have a good rest of your evening. You've been listening to High School Basketball here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.